Now, the government's launched a £500 million fund to help reconnect towns like Wisbeach, which have lost a railway station during the 1960s beaching cuts. We can now speak to Peter Wakefield from the group Real Future, who have been campaigning for it to be brought back. Good evening to you, Peter. Thanks for coming on.
Good evening. Thank you.
I've been around this radio station for a long while, and this has always been mooted, this idea of opening this up. This seems like a realistic sort of push towards this happening.
Well, yes, it is. It's 50 years, you mentioned Wisbeach, 50 years this year since the passenger services were withdrawn. So I think it's time. The town's grown. Everybody expects something to be done. You're absolutely right.
£500 million, will that cover it, do you reckon, Peter, knowing what you know about railways and bringing them back?
Well, £500 million is obviously for the national network. For Wisbeach, we won't need anything more. Wisbeach is, oddly enough, Wisbeach is ahead of the game on this because Cambridgeshire County Council and the Combined Authority have been working away at getting this railway reopened from Wisbeach to March for the last few years, and it won't cost anything. So they've done a lot of the donkey work already, spent a lot on feasibility studies, which shows that the project would work very well indeed. So Wisbeach is ahead of the game in this.
It's somewhat ironic as well when we think of the beaching cuts, Peter, and the reason we were brought in, and now when we're trying to get people off the roads and trying to save the environment, it was a really short-sighted thing that beaching did.
Well, it was. Here's the zoning recommendations. The politicians put them into effect. I suspect back in the day, I remember my dad, being one of them, thought that the car was the future. But, of course, a car takes up a lot of space on our increasingly busy road. And nobody thought in our area that Cambridge would become a major industrial city with massive traffic problems. And we need to get people living in and around Cambridge. And the only way to get to places like Wisbeach, which is only 35 miles away from Cambridge, is by train in about 40 minutes. To solve the problems that we've created by investing in the motor car.
How easy or costly would it be? Because, is the track still there? Is it just a case of laying new track, or would the whole kind of new build have to go on, Peter?
No, Wisbeach is very lucky because the freight train stopped running just 20 years ago. So the track was in use till then. So the original Act of Parliament in the 1840s, for heaven's sake, it still exists. So there's big deal to get the railway as a railway still exists. It's just mothballed. Obviously, after 20 years, the track's deteriorated a lot, so it will have to be replaced. And we're told actually replacing the track for new over the 7 or 8 miles involved is relatively cheap by people who know what they're talking about. So, yes, it's a fairly easy project. The main the business case for Wisbeach is a couple of two trains every hour through to Cambridge, and also the Combined Authority talks about wanting a through service to Peterborough via March and Whittlesea. So, but the big problem, of course, is the bottleneck at Ely, so we do need to get that sorted. That's another project which would be a lot more expensive because lots of railway lines meet at Ely and they're all increasingly busy. So Wisbeach does depend a little bit, or quite a lot, I should say, on getting the bottleneck at Ely sorted.
Last question, Peter. What about the other lines in Cambridgeshire which could be brought back, for instance, Haverhill to Cambridge? Is that realistic?
Well, again, Haverhill is one of these left-behind towns that we all talk about nowadays, to some degree at least. Massive traffic problems between Cambridge and Haverhill. Yes, certainly it should be looked at, and has been looked at at the back of an envelope study a year or so back, but proper work needs to be done. Haverhill needs its railway. And another project which might help us in this area, because we all know Hunstanton so well, but it's in Norfolk, I know, but is extending the railway from Cambridge to Kings Lynn on to and Stanton and Norfolk.
That would be brilliant.
It would, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be a great... Oh, that would be fantastic, Peter.
And Norfolk County Council is actually doing a feasibility study, so maybe at the moment, so hopefully this will give them a bit of oomph to get Hans Stanton reconnected.
You've got me very excited, Peter. Thank you very much for coming on. Peter Wakefield from East Anglian Branch of Real Future. Wouldn't that be great? You could get a train... for me, I could get a train from Ely...